Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Take a
ride in the sky. Welcome back. Broadcasting live from the Arbors of Frontenac. Reggie Sanders coming up at about 11:30. We're joined by Aaron Hankins, the marketing director with McBride Homes. And this, now how many different, you have 40 different communities.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Where would you think this one would rank?
This is definitely my top. This is my favorite by far.
It's number one.
Just because the location, I mean, right here on Clayton Road, I mean, in the heart of Frontenac, the homes are just phenomenal, gorgeous. Brand new floor plans that we've never built before. We really customized it for this type of buyer. And just, you know, the conveniences of everything, it's phenomenal.
Arbors of Frontenac on Clayton Road. We're probably not even a mile from the intersection at Clayton and Lindbergh. And Frank likes it so much that he's over the fact that you guys tore down his old kindergarten back.
That's right.
It was really an abandoned school for a number of years.
Part of the Leduce School District. And it was just kind of this empty piece of ground that everyone had their eye on. And so we hopped on the opportunity. And, yeah, now we're building, you know, luxury villas. And this, it was something that we really thought had some pent-up demand in this area.
The big thing with all of your homes, particularly these, bathrooms and closet space. Elaborate.
Yes. Bathrooms for sure. People really want drawer space all of a sudden. They want the higher tech stuff. So now, of course, you know, that shower with the Alexa features in it, the jetted tub, just the color cabinetry. I mean, we have gray cabinets in there, something that's kind of new. Tile work that is unbelievable. I mean, marble throughout that entire bathroom that's just beyond gorgeous. And then, you know, like you said, closets in this house, we have four bedrooms. Each one has its own bathroom and walk-in closet.
Wow.
So, yeah, and these bedrooms can all hold king-size beds. They are massive.
We're in the display model here. There's still some construction going on. Are there some units that are ready, and when will everything be done, and how many units?
So there's 31 units total. We just have one single unit, and then the rest are duplexes. Each of these homes, we have lots of to-be-builts available. So that means you can customize from the floor up. You go to our design studio that's located in Chesterfield Valley. You pick out all the interior features you want. You personalize it, every aspect of the home.
What about the lakes? And you can have a walking trail, too? Or what's this about?
Yeah, so we have, if you drive by here on Clayton Road, you'll see right out front this gorgeous little, you know, lake pond with the fountain that's going 24/7. I mean, it really draws your eye in. There's walking trail, lots of lush landscaping all around here. We really did it upright in this community.
It'd be tough to be in a bad mood if you come home here, you know?
Right.
Pull in, you see the lake and...
But the problem is you won't want to leave the house.
Yeah.
Everything's brand new.
Exactly.
And I love the high ceilings. Is that featured in the main area for all of these?
Yeah. So for all, we have two different floor plans here. We have one that's a ranch plan. And so those homes come with, you know, one or two bedrooms on the main floor. And then we also have this story and a half that we're sitting in today. So that's when you still have the master on the main floor, but then you get that gorgeous two-story great room with the high ceilings. And then the additional bedrooms are upstairs.
Frank would put a basketball hoop in there.
I mean, about that.
That's
right
about
away.
A 20-foot ceiling.
It's huge. Yes.
Now, downstairs, you actually have, and I think it's the first time it's ever been described like this, but you have a place called the Party Zone.
That's what I dubbed it earlier today. Yeah.
Oh, you just dubbed it today.
Yeah.
It's good.
I know. You walk downstairs, and you have this little room that can be a great office or exercise room, but then it opens up to, right, the Party Zone. You have tons of areas for the couches, tables, chairs, and then we have the bar down there, which is the huge draw. And then, like I said before, an additional bedroom with a full bathroom down there. So it's, you know, second living quarters to the home. If I move in here, that's what I want, all to myself.
Is there a clientele that you're targeting? Is it empty nesters? Is it people towards,
you know,
retirement, or is it families? What do you see?
It's funny. When we first started this project, I think it was definitely the empty nesters because, again, that pent-up demand in this area. People have lived here for the past 30 years or so, want to stay in the area. But now we are finding some of the younger people that still have kids maybe in high school that don't want to do that double move down the road again, that they figured this will be their final home. You know, while kids are still in upper grade school, middle school, high school, why not make the move now?
So 31 units, and how many have been sold?
Yeah, so we just opened up this display last month, and we've sold 5 units here already.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's crazy. With these homes being from the upper 600s to over $1 million, for that price range in this area, buyers seem to oftentimes take a little bit more time. For us to sell 5 that quickly is Big win for us.
I know Martin's kind of a ballpark village to wit guy, but
yeah, that piece will run tonight. Tune in tonight. I'll be talking occupancy tonight.
But you can walk to Sugo's here, right?
This is true.
Yeah.
Walk to Schnucks.
And the display here is open how often?
It's open 7 days a week. So usually from around 11, 10 a.m., 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. every night.
But they're not always serving breakfast, Frank. Just so you know.
Just for you guys.
That's just for us.
Erin, great stuff. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for coming out.
All right. Erin Hinkins, she is the marketing director at McBride Homes. Even if you're not in the market for a home, you should definitely come by and check this place out. We had some people over at the house this morning, and they said, hey, we hear you're going to be at McBride today. We're going to come on by. So I want to see them a little bit later, hopefully, too. So come on by.
And Brian Hoffman has joined the conversation, and Rock is here. So let's just do this now. We're going to talk to Dan Buck and to talk to Reggie Sanders. You can always text in at 855-282-8255. A week ago, do you realize I was saying to you guys, can I sell you on 42 and 26? A week ago, I was offering it up. 42 and 26 was going to get you to 90 wins. And everybody laughed and said, there's no way in hell this team's going 42 and 26, which I agreed. A week later, my offer to you guys now is 36 and 25. Can I sell you? The math
36
is,
and 25 to get to 90?
That's what you would need to do the rest of the way. That's not nearly as daunting as it was a week ago. It's a little more plausible, is it not?
I think it still requires an addition, especially to the rotation, which I think is still vulnerable, but I think it's attainable.
Yeah, I'm not predicting this, but I'm saying that is
well,
now.
You're leaving the window of opportunity open to say you predicted it in the event
Correct.
It does happen.
When they get to 90, they'll be like, God,
that's what's covered
here. Boy, Martin was always talking. If the DeWitts are listening, boy, Martin was always mentioning that 90. When I set that as sort of the bar to get into the playoffs, 89 might win the division. I mean, you may not need 90, but that's a good number to kind of aim for. So I was just using that as a loose barometer. And a week ago, 42 and 26 sounded stupid. There's no way.
Yeah. You know, today's start is actually an interesting one. If Miles Michaelis can be good again, you kind of have the feeling, because he's been pretty rock steady, that he'll be good for the rest of the year. So you'd feel really good about three of your starting pitchers moving forward. And it would also accentuate the need for a fourth, and that could come at the deadline.
Yeah, you need Michaelis to be the big money pitcher that he is right now, because the rest of the rotation, let's be honest, you don't know, other than Hudson, I don't think you know any given start what you're going to get. So you, or maybe you do in a negative way if it's a road game for some, but you really need somebody other than Hudson to be a consistent every fifth day guy. And Michaelis has that ability, but they really need that for him to kind of stabilize. That would be huge. And sweeping Pittsburgh, maybe that's asking too much, but they appear to be packing it in. There will be no Chris Archer deal for them this year.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, that was probably a really bad idea
for
them.
Well, you really called that starting pitching last night for the Pirates.
Jordan
Lyles.
You told
us he was going to be bad, and he was bad.
He was not good.
Wow.
8-2 during this stretch of Reds and Pirates. But that's what you're supposed to do.
I wonder, too, with Wainwright, are you almost to the point where you cannot start him on the road? Those splits, home and road, are just hideous.
I think you would look at the schedule and try and manipulate it as much as you can.
Preferably a Sunday at Busch.
Yeah. To avoid it as much as possible.
Oh, my goodness. I've never seen anything like this.
Well,
Michaelis is a little bit like that, too, right?
Mm-hmm. I think the most disappointing was when they got the 9, you're like, okay, now you're golden. It's 9-2. I don't care who's pitching. You're just handed a W. And then he gave up two more in the second. I think that was what was really disheartening. You do get credit for getting through 5 innings, saving the bullpen a little bit. But when it's a 9-2 lead, you're thinking, boy, you should rifle through that second inning. That's what was disappointing when it got to 9-4. And then when it was 11-4, I don't know how many people complained, but the Pirates announcers made a bigger deal out of it, that Jairo Munoz stole second and third. I'm sorry, that was the fourth inning. It was a 7-run lead. The 11 made it look big, but it was a 7-0 lead.
And you're not too far removed from a game where you scored 10 runs in an inning. So that's fresh in your mind, knowing that no lead is necessarily safe. And then hold the runner on. That's on the pitcher.
Right. They were the ones acting like it was over, the Cardinals were pretending that it wasn't over.
He stole third practically before the pitch was thrown. That's embarrassing.
I don't think you can play the game's over, stop running on us in the fourth inning. I think that's ridiculous.
Or if the game's over, fine. Remove Josh Bell. Remove Starling Marte. Yeah, stop trying to hit the ball.
Right. If you empty the bench, and the rest of the way, the Pirates did score four more runs.
Right.
If you had stopped scoring, that's an 11-8 game in the later innings. That's getting a little bit hairy.
All right, let's take a break here. One final little text here. I want to get your take on it. Cardinals are on Greinke's no-trade list, but he would be perfect for a stretch-run move. He's 10-4, 2.93, 123 Ks, a lot of money, but they could afford it.
It would be a bold move for sure, and it would back on the narrative that they're afraid to spend money. It's, what, 2.5 years, or the rest of this year plus two more years. You can afford it. What's your rotation next year? What's your rotation the next 2 years?
You're probably losing Waka, maybe Wainwright. I'm not
Waka,
sure
Wainwright. So if you said the next 2 years, what is our rotation?
Yeah.
We love Austin Gomber, but we're not sure that he's going to put you over the top.
No. Right now, yeah.
We love Ponce de Leon. We're not sure if he's the guy.
We love Alex Reyes, but same deal.
We're not sure about Alex Reyes. We're not sure where Carlos falls at this point. So if I said to you, not just this year, but for the next 2 years, it's Flaherty, Hudson, Michaelis, Greinke.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about a different level.
Now, I don't know why they're on his no-trade list. Maybe he just hates the city, hates the Midwest. I don't know why. He would have come here a few times with Milwaukee and Kansas City.
On the no-trade, is he on the no-trade meaning he won't come here?
Yeah, St. Louis is on, I think, his no-trade.
Where he won't go?
Yeah, won't come here.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
I think he is.
Well,
they are.
It's that thing.
But I'm not sure why. St. Louis is on Madison Bumgarner's no-trade list, but that's because when he had to compile it, they were in the race, and he basically put every team that was in the postseason race on it so he could dictate which contender he was dealt
with. Okay, so it could have been two. Even Greinke, hey, they're kind of a 500 team. If I'm going to move, I want to go to a team
right. That's
about to win.
So I don't know why St. Louis is on it.
All right, we're going to break. We're going to tell you about an exciting new sports facility coming up in Hazelwood with Dan Buck when we come back. But first, a quick word about the Bomberito Automotive family. Looking for a car? Go to bomberito.com. Go through their extensive inventory of new cars and pre-owned cars. Remember, the Bomberito 500 coming up very shortly at Worldwide Technology Raceway. We are broadcasting live from the Arbors of Frontenac. We'll be right back.